David, I suppose the one major question that you must be asked is why did you go to the trouble of designing software to help out those poor people that have to look after the footy tipping?
Well, I can't take credit or blame for it, actually. One of the guys I used to work with, who's now my partner, used to run the footy tipping competition at a software house where we both worked, and he got bored on a Monday morning of doing it manually, figured he was a computer programmer and this was ideal things for computers to do, and wrote it on the big mainframe that we used to both work with. I then said to him, I'm sure if we had this on PCs, we could sell it to a few people. And he wasn't very interested in the marketing side of things. So I said, you do the marketing, you get it written on the PC. So I did.
So how long ago did you first put out the first version of the footy tipping software?
The very first version was actually on the mainframes. The first year we did it would have been 91. And we sold 30 copies, which just about covered the stamps that we'd put on the letters that we mailed out. But it was enough to encourage us to think that if we had a PC version, there might be a market for it.
Now, when you talk about the mainframe, do you mean to say that you were selling footy tipping software for big Unix systems and VAC systems?
No, it was actually originally written on an IBM System 36 and then moved up to the AS400, which at the time was called a mid-range computer. The AS400 now ranges from something fairly small to something fairly huge. But we do have customers on the AS400 at the moment running their competitions Australia-wide with people putting in tips from all over the country.
I think some managers must be horrified at the thought of, hundreds of thousands of dollars of machinery being used to run a footy tipping competition.
It's a funny thing. I've spoken with one DP manager who views it actually as a training tool, in that some of their people who might be frightened of the computer are quite happy to get on it and put their tips in, and they see it as a staff benefit stroke training tool, and also it saves one member of staff who used to do it manually on a Monday morning hours and hours of time.
It's being ported now to the PC, and of course now it's actually in a Windows version. How much more popular has it made it, having the fancy graphical interface and all the rest?
It's hard to judge, because it was one of those programs where for the past 3 years we've had it available in a DOS version written in Clipper. And people have said, oh, have you got a Windows version? And you'd say no, but you can run the DOS version behind Windows. And since they didn't have a choice, they used to buy the DOS version. Now the Windows version is available for this season. Sales are running roughly two-thirds, one-third Windows to DOS. The Windows version, to my mind, is fancier, nicer. You can do, as you say, graphics on the screen. It comes with an online manual instead of a printed manual now. I think it makes it easier for the users to use and therefore better for them.
Now, it's less than $50, so it's a reasonably cheap sort of software. How do you make money out of software at that sort of price?
You have to sell lots and lots of it. Basically, it started out as a bit of a hobby. I used to have a job for 9 months of the year, and I used to take 3 months off just before the football season started and market the software. And I always wanted to make it cheap and cheerful. It's also something that if it were too highly priced, I don't think the customers would buy it. But yes, how to make money out of cheap software is that you've got to have a huge market for it.
And you've got a good market for this, and of course because the draws and new teams coming in and some teams may be going out of competitions, you get regular customers?
I think it's generally acknowledged that a lot of money in software is made out of selling your customers' updates. And because our software comes with the season's fixtures already encoded, yes, we have built-in redundancy. It effectively only works for 1 year, and then the customers have to buy the update for next year. And so your customer base basically just keeps on getting bigger and bigger and bigger. Well, that's the hope and the plan.
And you're getting plenty of repeat custom?
Yes, yes. It's very nice to see customers who were with me for the first year when I only sold a few copies coming back for the fourth year now and shifting over to the Windows version. I think with my software, it's a funny, I'd call it a quirky little product. There's a huge demand for it out there purely because so many places run tipping competitions and running them is time consuming. Why not run it on the computer and save the time? I was, I suppose, lucky that I saw, or perhaps I saw the potential of it and thought, yes, you know, we if we had this on the PC, we could sell it. And it's a matter of marketing it as well. I think the market for the product is there. It's a matter of letting the market know that the product exists.
David, I have come across one serious flaw with the software, and that is that it hasn't really improved my tipping at all.
Yes, a few people have complained about that. It still amazes me, I'm in our competition at work as well, that tipping still seems to be, you might as well flip a coin.